The Slurry Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth and welcome to the next Slurry Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. Before we start this week, a couple of congratulations, and it's only fair. First to Sophie Kelly for being part of that Netball Europe squad. Second to Leah Goss, through the Bucks final, part of the University of Hearts team, along with half of Mavericks by the look of it. And good news, that final is going to be streamed live on the Bucks website on Wednesday the 25th of March. And thirdly, happy birthday, Charlie. So that was round three. Let's get Mickey's reaction, who's been telling the website about that loss to Sirens.
Disappointing, to be honest, because, you know, we went out there with a win in mind. We know we're capable of that. And I think in patches, we put together a really, really solid performance, probably our best one yet, which is tough to say when you've come away with a loss. But, you know, ultimately, the league is such this year that it comes down to such fine margins. And I think Sirens played a really, really clean game in terms of their error rate. And ours was just a little bit higher. And ultimately, that proved to be the difference.
And the games don't get any easier with the reigning champions coming into town this weekend, the Manchester Thunder. How are the preparations going? Is there a need to change anything going into this weekend after a couple of defeats?
Yeah, I mean, I think not entirely. You know, I think we're not in dire straits yet. We're three rounds in and we're doing okay. We've had some really great passages in every single game we've played. So that's really promising signs. You know, we know Thunder's calibre and what they're capable of, but ultimately we know they're beatable and they've come off the back of a performance against Loughborough where they had a scare and was sort of a double digit score margin down at half time, so they're not completely invincible. A tough challenge, yes, absolutely, but you know, we bank ourselves against anyone in this league, because on our day when we tie it together, we know we can be pretty deadly and up there with the best of them. So it's just about finding that consistency, continuing to believe in what we're doing, because we are doing some really good stuff. It's just trying to string that together for 60 minutes.
And from the first three rounds, what is your opinion of the league so far? It does look like a pretty open playing field so far.
Yeah, 100%, and I think we say it year on year, but you know, this year is the toughest yet. I think if you look at the calibre that all teams have got in terms of, you know, their homegrown talent and then the standard of internationals, any team on their day will beat anyone. And I feel like I keep saying that, but people only believe that it's true come round five, and results, or shock results in inverted commas, keep happening. You know, any team on their day has the ability, if they are the more consistent, to beat anyone, and it doesn't matter what badge you're playing under or what name you've got attached to your team. So that makes this league incredibly exciting, and that is a challenge, yes, but one that we should all be reveling in as opposed to shying away from. So I think it's just taking us some time to build upon some connections, but as I say, there's promising signs, and everything we're doing, we know what we're capable of. We've just got to continue to believe in what we're doing and just make it more consistent.
Neame Cooper's been telling us what that pre-season build-up was like ahead of the season for her, and how things are being part of Storm in 2020.
I think the build-up was really good, actually. We had four tough games in the lead-up, and they sort of gradually got more difficult with us finishing off with playing against Manchester Thunder, obviously with being the reigning champs. It was a really good way to sort of leave pre-season, to have somewhere to set our marker, I suppose. We had lots of training was really hard, and we used all those opportunities, I suppose, to find where our weaknesses were, and we implemented those in training. So I think pre-season was perfectly pitched.
Still those early opening rounds as well, but are you feeling that there's still so much more in the side to give?
Definitely. I mean, it is still really early days in the season. It's 19 rounds. I mean, it's a marathon this season. And to be only three games in, we've such a long way to go. I mean, we have a really strong training environment with a current 10 and 5 training partners who are really eager to prove that they could take the court, and they can take the court at any point. And I think that's really pushing us on and making us all try and be the best that we are. So, yeah, you know, I think there's a lot more to see from this team.
You're about 4 years away from the league. Had you noticed that leap already?
Definitely, yeah. It's a completely different scene. I mean, when I was here the last time, I played with Lightning in 2014, and, you know, I think it was a big deal then that you were maybe getting your photos taken to put them on Twitter. And now that's just sort of a given. The crowds were nothing like what the crowds are now. I mean, we certainly wouldn't have been getting 8 or 9,000 at a season opener. There wasn't a season opener. So it is just vastly different. Even the awareness around the sport. I mean, I know outside of my netball life, people who don't play netball are much more aware of what it is. People ask about it. They're interested. They maybe saw a bit about it on the TV. So, I mean, it has come on leaps and bounds, and hopefully it just keeps going up.
So you wouldn't have imagined that kind of response that you got when you stepped out of Birmingham then?
100% no. No. Well, I suppose after being at the World Cup, yeah, I expected it a bit now. But I mean, 4 years ago, I certainly wouldn't have expected that, and you didn't get it. So it's something in the last years that has been coming. And I mean, I watched the Super League last year, so I saw the response the girls were getting on the TV. I watched the final, you know, the amount of people at it. So I suppose I did expect it, but it's just a vast difference to what it was 4 years ago when I was there.
Mickey said about little errors at the minute are maybe costing us. Would it be something you'd agree with?
Yeah, I think it is. And you look at the Sirens game on Friday night, I was looking at the stats, and I think we were 21 unforced errors to their 9. Now, 9 is really very, very good over the course of a game. To only have 9 unforced errors is top international standard, really. So credit where credit's due, the Sirens there. That's something we've been working on in training, and it is improving. If you look at our stats over the 3 games, the unforced errors have been reducing gradually, slowly but surely. I mean, it's one of those things that's fixable. So it's not like it's a big catastrophic problem. They're really small things, and I think it's stemming from the fact that we maybe just haven't had a lot of time together as new combos. You know, I mean, a lot of us across the court are new, so it just takes a bit of time getting used to those, and I think we will eventually eliminate them and things will improve.
Fans have noticed the fact that obviously Karen and Sulph are part of the team now. What's that like for you, being around them?
Being around Karen and Sophie?
Yeah.
Oh, Karen and Sophie, oh, they're funny. They're kind of like like a mum and a daughter. Karen's going to be raging that I said that, but
she'll never hear it. Like, she'll never hear it.
Sophie's like the messer, and Karen sort of keeps her in line, but they work really well together, and they're very hardworking. They brought in a style that's new and fun, but they've obviously been sort of working on over years of just having naturally played together. But yeah, they're really fun to be around, the two of them, so I've really enjoyed working with them. I've learned a lot, even just defensively, from having to sort of mark them and training.
It must be nice for you as well when you see the likes of M. Gulvin, Yaz, and even people like Katie as well, just being around people like that to see that talent.
Oh yeah, well, like, I mean, we have a fantastic training group. I think it's a really good mix. We have youth players and players like Katie who have played for 10 years, and then we have the likes of Sophie and Karen who have been around the Super League for years, and then you're talking about the likes of Leah and stuff coming in from far away. I'm constantly inspired by all these girls, like the work that they have put in over the years to be where they are, and the sacrifices they've made is just astonishing. And yeah, getting to actually play against them every week is something else. Having to try and mark Emily Gulvin and Yaz Parsons every week at training, I'm telling you, like, trying to keep up with those two girls certainly would improve anybody.
What's Mickey added to your game?
I really rate Mickey as a coach. The great thing about her is actually that she's in it with you. So in training and in matches, she's there. She's in the fray. She knows what's going on. She knows what's difficult, what's not working, what we need to work on now, what can wait, which I've never had in a coach before, and is really useful, because sometimes it's really difficult to explain to a coach, like, I can't get that ball, or that's not working because of X, Y, and Z. She already knows because she's there and she's felt it. So I really enjoyed that, because it's allowed things to sort of move a bit faster. She's definitely improved my defensive game and my discipline around circle edge and that. So yeah, she's given me a lot of confidence to sort of play with freedom, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So I mean, it's a work in progress, so I'll be excited to see where we can go from here.
It'll be very, very fair of me to ask, have you got any humorous stories about my co-presenter with the most, Emily Nemeth?
the Emily Nemeth. Have I got any stories? Oh, you're putting me on the spot. That's what she keeps saying. She's my biggest slagger. She loves my accent, and I can barely say one word without her slagging me off. So yeah, oh no, Emily Nemeth is a top fave of mine, and I haven't got any stories now. Well, none that are suitable to air anyway.
Leave them for next time we see each other, but obviously just the sheer fact that she's been involved with Storm for so long, and just somebody's dedication, another person like Katie, having people around a franchise.
Emily's brilliant, you know, and she brings that experience and a complete dedication to Storm. She knows her stuff, she knows her tactics, and she knows what we need to implement at the right time. And I really trust her and value her opinion on things. And, you know, I think I have a lot to learn from her.
Thunder next. I don't suppose you know any other team.
Well, big face-off against Parramatta.
What kind of game are you expecting?
I'm expecting a tough game. We played them in pre-season, and I know the scoreline looked like it was blown out to about 20 goals, but really, if you look at the stats, that was only one quarter, and if you eliminated the second quarter from our game, it would have been 3-4 goals in the game. So I think that really has given me great confidence to think that we can take this on, you know, full on head for head, and I think it could be a goal-for-goal game. In the second quarter, I think we all got a wee bit shocked. Karen went down with a very minor ankle injury that thankfully she was okay from, but I think the whole team sort of went, oh God, Karen's gone down, and they ran away with it in the second quarter. So we've learned from that, and we know if that happens again, we know how to deal with it. But I think we definitely could, you know, goal for goal with these guys. They had a really tough run against Lightning at the weekend. I was following along on Twitter, and they went significantly down and did a big comeback at sort of at the end to take it by a few goals. So I mean, I think no one is above any team in this league. Anything can go anyway. So yeah, I think we need to go into it expecting to try and take the win.
Remember, the latest updates are online at surreystormnetball.co.uk, and you can follow Andy and I at Surrey Storm and the number 10.
Life can be a bit of a handful,
but what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab Life.
Time now for a new feature on the podcast where we speak to two big Storm fans, find out what they think of the season so far and what they make of some of the recent results. First up, Amy Foster, Susie Williams, two massive Storm fans. I was started by asking them, why Storm?
For me, I started going, must have been pre-season friendlies initially, because I was playing netball, I'd gone back into netball, and Storm were my local team, so I'll just go down, see what I can learn, see if I can get better, see if I can enjoy watching as much as they do playing, and I've been camped out there ever since.
For me, I followed them when Tamsin went to play for them, and I just really got back into netball. Anyone who knows me knows I'm an average fan, but I live 3 hours away from Surrey, which confuses a lot of people. But I basically followed them when Tamsin went there, and I've been a fan ever since.
I can top you on that, Amy, because I'm about 5.5, something like that on a good day. So. And
yeah, I know.
We've all been fans for a long time, but maybe your best memory of following the team so far?
London Lives have been great. My standout game, though, has to be the semi-final against Mavs at the Sports Park. Ooh. On that second title chase. That was absolutely brilliant game. The atmosphere, I've never seen the Sports Park like it. And in fact, I don't think I had a voice for about 2 days afterwards. That was how much I just screamed at it. And it was electric. Such a brilliant game to watch, end-to-end stuff. And you just didn't know which way it was going to go until the end. It was such a good game.
Yeah, I agree, Susie. That was a great moment. I think for me, winning any Super League title is always great. When we went out against Thunder and just smashed them from the get-go, that was a real big memory for me. And London Live's always great. Fast Fives, having Sharni Layton join was, you know, a big treat for me because, you know, my favourite franchise in the whole world, you know, with my favourite player in the whole world. And then... you know, that was a dream come true. So, you know, that was a great day. But, I mean, there's been so many memories. It's hard to pick one, but it's such a great franchise. You could sit here all day, which we won't, and talk about, you know, the great memories that we've had with Storm.
Let's have a look so far, 2020. We're a few games in, but obviously One of those things is the fact that Mickey signed Karen and Sophie. What have you made of them so far?
Initially, I was a little worried, given their record with Mavs last season. Neither of them were completely injury-free, and I thought it was a risk. But having seen them play together, they do things together that other players don't. They know each other's games really well. You know, Sophie can feed in to Karen just like that, and no one's expecting it. And their games just mesh so well, and I think Mickey's made a really good call there in bringing them in. She just needs to keep them fit.
I mean, I think for me, losing Siggy was, you know, a big blow, because, you know, she was just coming into her own. Her shooting stats are fantastic. But when I heard we'd signed Sophie Hankin, I was really, really excited, because, you know, even though she has been injured, you know, a few times, she's just so passionate about the game, and she lives and breathes netball. And you can see that coming out of her when she steps on court. She just wants to do well. I was worried about Karen Bailey, again, with the injuries, you know, and I feel sometimes it still affects her game. However, you know, with Sophie Hankin running the front and Karen Bailey holding the post, I think, you know, it's a really good combination. They've linked up well so far. That combination can only grow. You know, they, as Susie said, you know, they know each other already. So, you know, imagine, you know, 6-7 games in, how amazing that combo is going to be. So for me, you know, Mickey's done well with those signings. She knew we needed to replace Siggy with a shooter that was going to be a target, and she did that in Bailey. So, you know, it's an exciting combo.
It was always going to be pretty tricky, given the fact that we'd obviously lost Siggy and Shadeen had gone to Thunderbirds as well. But what were your memories of Shadeen?
She's fearless. She's a warrior. She's a mongrel. She'll hunt every ball. You know, she's clever on the ball, off the ball. And, you know, her and Siggy together, they're just like sunshine on a rainy day. You know, they're just so funny. They're so good with their fans. And, you know, it was a blow to lose a pair of them, you know, off court as well as on court for Storm. But, you know, new players come in, sunshine gets replaced, and, you know, we move on. But for me, Shadeen, I'm so pleased that she's gone to Australia. I'm so proud of how she's doing. And, you know, she's kept that terrier in her, even in the Aussie League, and she's holding her own. So, you know, for us Storm fans, you know, every single one of us is really proud of her.
Yeah, definitely. Crazy South Africans is how I described them last season.
Same.
To their face.
Yeah,
and,
same.
I don't think anyone will disagree with that, but they were both really good on court. Shadeen brought so much power and such speed of thought and hand. Some of her passes straight through into Siggy, you didn't see them until they were there. Now, you wonder how she's got the vision. But, I mean, that was one of her strong points. She's also an excellent marker. Now, she can play people off the park. You know, really,
yeah,
is good at cutting people out. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, they were both big losses, but I think Shadeen is harder to replace.
Yeah. Yeah, I can
without
see
being
that.
Too controversial.
Yeah, no, we can be controversial.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
This season, have you seen the likes of M. Govin and Yaz develop since last season?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. MG is coming on leaps and bounds. I mean, her understanding with Karen and Sophie is obvious to see. I mean, Yaz hasn't been quite at the level I've expected, actually. But whether that's England duty or whether that's just integrating the new players around her. Mm. I'm sure she's still got plenty to give. Yaz doesn't get bad overnight. Yaz is still an amazing player, and we will see better from her.
Yeah, I agree. I think Yaz has been a bit slow to start this season so far, and as you say, I don't know if it's because of the England duties, and you know, we forget how young Yaz is. She's been in the scene so long that, you know, you can kind of forget that she's still a young player and she's still learning loads. But you know, we've still got loads to come from her. You know, Emily is exciting. She's quick, she's rapid, her vision's great. You know, it's a bit of a headache for Mickey having both of those players vying for that one position at wing attack. You know, although I know Yaz plays centre, but, you know, it's good to have that depth on the bench. And, you know, Yaz has started a bit slow, and it's great that we've had the option of Emily. However, you know, Yaz Parsons is, you know, a dynamic wing attack. And we're going to see that happen. And when it does, it's going to be killer.
I was at Stars pre-season, saw firsthand how much of an impact Leah made. Were you at a game recently, Susie, where you have managed to catch Leah Middleton so far?
Yeah, I've seen her a couple of times. I was surprised she didn't stay on after the first quarter of this last game. But I suppose Mickey had her reasons for bringing the rain back on. But yeah, Leah's definitely impressed me, having seen her in the game against Wasps. She was definitely one of the standouts in defence that day. I think, again, it's more a case of integrating her into the way Mickey wants to play rather than any failings in her game. She's got plenty she can bring.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think she's a really exciting player, and she's come to a new squad, and as Susie said, you know, it's hard to integrate into a new squad and play under a different coach, you know, a different coaching team that expect a certain playing style. But you know, the little things I've seen of her, you know, it's really exciting, and her link with Kate is great, and that's only going to get stronger through the season. So you know, I think it's exciting. I'm glad she's come to Storm.
I've just realised, Amy, I recognise you from that Netball Show podcast.
Is that the same one? Yeah, that's me. I think I was a bit posher on that.
Well, I don't know. We've all seen the table at this stage. Currently sixth. Do things like that worry you? Do you take much note of that yet?
I mean, I think the start of the season is always crucial. I mean, we always talk about the business end, you know, when squads have come together, you know, the second half of the season. But for me, you know, the start of the season and some of the games that we've had, you know, were crucial for us to win, especially against the likes of Pults, who, you know, for me so far have been really exciting. You know, we've come out slow in the blocks in the first half, and we've been chasing our tail. And, you know, I commend the girls for the fact that they can have the mental ability to come back from such a deficit. But we need to make sure we're not in that deficit in the first place. And, you know, the things that I've seen that look good look really good, but the things that I've seen aren't quite working need to be worked on fast. So, you know, I'm not worried. I believe in this franchise. You know, with Mickey at the helm, she's passionate. She puts that into her players. I think they're a great bunch, and you can see the connection and the love for each other on court already. You know, I'm not worried. Would we have liked a better start and less close games? Yes, we would. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. And, you know, it can only get better. You know, it's not going to get any worse. But we do need to work on the way we go out in that first quarter, first half even, so we're not chasing our tails constantly.
Yeah, it sounds as though the game against Sirens was a better start. Not perfect by any means, but better than it has been. And I think if they can build on that, they need confidence building as much as anything. Yeah, they can do it. Yeah, they just need one or two good runs, and I think they will leap forward. We know the talent in the squad. We know how good the coaches are. And as you say, we've got faith in all of them. Backroom staff, on-court staff, the lot. I'll still be there shouting.
Yeah. Is it maybe little errors still at the early stage at the minute?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good connections. I think it's, you know, there's new players that are slotting into the squad. I mean, you know, I'm a player and I know how new combinations, they take time to form. So, you know, you've got to give them that time. And when they come good, they'll come good. And the ability on that court is huge. You know, the players are fantastic. And when that knits together and it happens, it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, we're happy to wait. We're happy to watch that grow. We love this franchise and we know what it's all about and we know what they're trying to build. And, you know, we're still in that slight transition period. So, you know, we believe in them and we know that it's going to happen. And when it does, everyone else better watch out because we're coming for them.
Yay.
A lot of them are still very young. Under pressure, there is still a tendency to make silly little errors. But, I mean, how many of us don't? No matter what our age is. You know, Mickey, I'm sure, will be able to knock off those rough edges, sharpen them up, get them playing better under pressure. In fact, not to feed off the pressure rather than to suffer from it. You know, we know she's got that in her, so I'm expecting it within the next few games.
We've shown we've got the mentality to come back from deficits, and that's, you know, tightening up the game. So, you know, like Susie said, these little errors and these little mistakes will tidy up, you know, and any team that's got the mentality to hold their own, to come together and to come back from 10, 8, even 6 goals down, you know, we've got that mentality, so that's already there. And once you get the wins under your belt and them links start to come together, the confidence will grow, and with the confident side comes confident wins. So it's only looking good for us.
So, Susie, the name of your brand new section is, until we get the voiceover done,
The View from the Front Row.
Very good. I might add a bit of echo to that by the time it goes out. If anybody would like to be part of it as part of the Surrey Storm podcast, I'm thinking Paula and Donna, you're next.
Yeah, get the girls on.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
Tickets for future games at Surrey Sports Park via the Eventbrite app. search for Surrey Storm Netball.
And online at surreystormnetball.co.uk, you can see some of our brand new supporter merchandise. Lots of hoodies, lots of gilets, lots of exciting things and more.
Remember, we're the only Netball Super League Club specific podcast. Keep up to date with everything Storm at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.